So it looks like we need to start at 10:58, not at 10:59. We're live.
We're live.
How about that?
Very good.
We've been live for 11 seconds.
Oh, well.
And right now, I don't know if you see it, but apparently I'm jabbering about something. I'm not sure if we're really live.
Okay.
There you go. Right. So it looks like there might be a bit of a delay, right? But that's okay. It's our first time there, right? So for anyone who is there, thank you for coming to the first episode of a Divorce Friday podcast. The Divorce Friday podcast, in the Divorce Friday podcast, we will aim to answer financial questions about divorce. And we plan to be online every 2 weeks. So I'm Chris Chen. I am the founder of Inside Financial Strategist. It's a registered investment advisor in Newton. And we specialize in divorce, post-divorce, and retirement.
And I'm Diane Pappas. Good morning, everybody. My company is Solutions for Divorce, and I am a certified divorce financial analyst. And we work with people to understand the tax and financial issues of their divorce, like Chris. And I am also a registered investment advisor, but what I like to do is I like to work with people post-divorce in their comprehensive financial planning. But most of my cases are pretty much in the divorce area, working as a CDFA. And so right now you're looking at us live on our Facebook page, Divorce Finance. You can find us at Divorce Friday on this Facebook page. And if you haven't already, please like it and follow us. We'll have a lot of information coming on the next couple of weeks. And as we continue to do this every 2 weeks, and if you found us on Twitter, also follow us there too.
Wonderful. So we want to make sure that we answer all of your questions about divorce financial issues. And so send us questions either on the Facebook page or by email for those of you who have it, and we will get to them eventually. We'll try to answer some today if we see it, but you have to bear with us because it's the first time that we do a live show like that. Right. So you can, as Diane mentioned, you can also follow us on Twitter at Divorce Friday. And soon you will find us on YouTube and all the regular podcast channels.
Yeah, very exciting, Chris, right?
Very exciting.
Yes, I'm very excited about this. And finally, we can both be contacted through our websites. Mine is solutionsfordivorce.com. And my email is diane@solutionsfordivorce.com. And Chris, what's yours?
And mine is Insight Financial Strategist with an S at the end. .com. And the my email is chris.chen@insightfinancialstrategies.com.
Very good. And also, we have another episode coming up on Friday, September 11th. It's Divorce Friday, same time, same channel. And our next episode will cover something that's near and dear to my heart, and how to deal with the marital home. So we'll have a lot of discussion about what to do with the marital home. It's one of the most emotionally charged issues in divorce and really needs a lot of discussion about it. So that'll be in 2 weeks, right? September 11th.
2 weeks, September 11th. That sounds exciting. I almost want to be on September 11th. we did date. I know it's 9/11, and hopefully you guys can forgive us for that. Right. So with that, shall we move on to the topic of this podcast, which is do you need a financial expert in divorce?
Sounds good to me. So, excellent. Chris, you always want to know, so what is divorce?
Divorce. Well, that's a funny question that you asked there, because I guess we, you and I deal with that all the time. So there comes a point when we stop asking the question, right? But divorce is a legal process with financial implication. Right. And so it's important to understand that, because there are multiple elements in divorce. So that include legal issues, include financial issues, and obviously include other issues such as children and emotional issues.
The emotional issues are the big one, right, Chris? And I always say, if marriage is about love, divorce is about money.
That's right. And so, and so divorce is about money, right? And like you just mentioned, it's also about emotions. And so a lot of the time, money issues are very tied to the emotional issues. So for instance, for our next episode, we're addressing the marital home. And the marital home is at least as much about people's emotion about their home as it is about the money that is involved in that, right? And so, but we'll cover that much later, right? So the thing to realize about lawyers is that lawyers are legal experts, and it's important to have them involved in your divorce because, again, it is a legal process. And and a good lawyer will help you navigate the system. They will help you put together a divorce agreement that will hold up in court, and they will navigate you through the court system. So that's extremely important. But a lawyer will only get you to the point where you're actually divorcing. That is what their job is, right? So a job of a financial person is to look beyond the actual date of divorce. To help you with the consequences of the divorce. All right, so from a financial standpoint, there really are three questions that you want to have answered. The first one is, where are you today financially, obviously? What are your assets? What are your liabilities? What is your income? And what are your expenses? Right. And so that's something that actually most people don't always have a good grasp on. Is that your experience too?
Yes, a lot of times when I'm working with a couple or maybe one individual, they won't know what they have for retirement accounts, what kind of assets they have. Sometimes they don't even know what kind of money they're making. They literally have to go look at their paycheck to know what they're getting paid. So
Right.
I can't even imagine going through this process when you don't know that basic information.
Right.
How can your attorney's going to ask you, what do you have for retirement, and how do you envision that being split? And you're going to be like, I don't know what we have. I can't imagine going through the process having those questions and not knowing what my life consists of right now. Like, I don't where I am if I don't even know where I am today, how am I going to know where I'm going to be, next year after this, or 5 or 10 years from now?
Right. And I think it's not uncommon that people discover for the first time how much they're really making. A lot of the time, most of the time, people will know how
They're
much
spending.
hits their checking account every 2 weeks or every month, right? But they don't actually know the gross amounts that they get paid. And that's sort of pretty eye-opening, right?
I always tell my kids, what do you, look at your pay stub. Look, that pay stub gives you so much information. Now I think things are all electronic. So I don't even think people open up them up anymore. We used to get them when we went to work.
That's right.
They got handed to you, or maybe in the mail. Can't remember, but I think nowadays people aren't even looking at their paychecks to know what they have and what they're paying for and what their health insurance costs and how much they're contributing to their retirement accounts, and on and on and on.
Right. And so the second question, so I said that earlier that we have three questions that we want to answer. And the second question is, where will you be at the time of divorce? So after you have answered the first question, which is where are you today, you have to answer that next one, which is what is going to be your income at divorce time, right? So if you have to pay child support or if you receive child support, right, it affects your income. If you pay or receive alimony, it also affects your income. You will have assets that will come to you. Whether they are the marital home, which we'll address again in 2 weeks, retirement assets or other assets, right? And liabilities also. We often forget liabilities. So liabilities would be debt that you would owe either credit card maybe, or student loans or a mortgage, right? And you want to figure out how where you will be at the time of divorce, right? So I think one of the issues there is that we always say, you know, there is a lot less after divorce than there is before, right? And so it's something that we have to be ready for.
Right. Well, the other thing that you always hear too is you had one household with one or two incomes, right, when you were married, but now you're going to have two households and typically on the same income. So something, as the saying goes, something has to give, you know, there's because you now have two households with increased expenses, but you might be on the same income that you had when you were married in one household. So that's why it really is important to understand, you know, how all that affects you now and in the future,
right,
as you're going through this process.
Right. And so oftentimes answering that question about where you'll be at the time of divorce will be painful, because that's when you realize the financial damage, if you will. Right. There is hope. And so the third question that you would need to answer would be, where will you be 5, 10, or even 15 years down the road after divorce? Right? That will be the measure of a successful or unsuccessful divorce.
Yeah, and right? Chris, you just touched on something, sorry, but you said, you know, how hard it will be at the time of divorce, not only because there could be financial ruin, but, you know, maybe hopefully not,
mm-hmm.
but also emotionally. You know, I know myself personally, I went through my own divorce, and, you know, the time after the divorce was very, very difficult. And you know, that's the last thing you want to think about is money at that point, you know, it really is. And so,
yeah,
you know, a lot of people at that time just kind of, they kind of stick their head in the sand. They don't want to deal with it. But that's just going to make it so much harder. You know, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes you just have to let go of the emotions and move forward and take care of yourself so that you will be in a better position 5, 10, or 15 years from now.
Right. It's easier said than done, of course.
I know. Very.
And so it really brings us to the concept of informed consent. So informed consent is what a person who is divorcing, who is signing a divorce agreement, has to have before they sign it. Right. So consent is pretty easy. Is when you sign the divorce agreement, then you have provided consent. And so the difference here is about the issue of informed consent is when you actually understand it and are able to answer those three questions, right? So a lot of the time, what we find is that, what I find at least, is that people after divorce finally figure out what it all means. Right. And I think you have the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
People don't always understand it at the time of divorce, and then they have to pick up the pieces afterwards.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's, I mean, divorce is, it's very complicated. You know, there's so many moving parts. And the problem is when you are back in the today, you, like you said, you need to make informed decisions. And how are you going to make those deformed decisions? And that's where a financial expert comes into the process, because that's the only way you're going to be able to make those informed decisions that the attorneys are asking you to make. Again, it must be so hard to not have that information as you're going through the divorce. I do remember in the very beginning of my own divorce, I didn't, you know, I understood things. Obviously, I did know what we had. You know, but I had kids at home, and I wasn't really thinking about any of the future stuff. I kind of left that to my husband. And so when someone's asking me, well, what do you think about, you know, this or that, I'm like, I don't know, because I don't know how it affects my future.
Right.
And I finally did end up working with a CDFA, which just really made it that much better. So for me to say, okay, now, finally, I kind of see what's going on here. I understand now what I need, how I need to be looking out for myself,
right,
and my children.
And it's important, because a divorce only happens once in a lifetime, hopefully. Obviously, some people have more divorces, but in general, it's going to be just one. And so you only have one chance to get it right, right? Because once you have a divorce settlement, is forever. Like you can't, barring exceptional circumstances, you can't change it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, no, that is
So
true.
you mentioned CDFA earlier.
I did.
Did, right? So perhaps we should go through some of the financial experts that exist out there and try to explain what they all do.
Right. Well, I think that's part of the problem. You know, I meet a lot of people, as I'm sure you do too, after they've gone through their own divorce. And they're like, how come I never knew about you? I needed you during my divorce. And I was like, well, we've been here. The CDFA, which stands for Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, the actual designation has been around for over 20 years. So it's, we have been here. But the problem is not many people know about us. And so that's one of the reasons why Chris and I decided to do this. And we've actually been doing this for a very long time, doing educational things like this. We originally started doing it, I don't know, back in 2014 for the Divorce Center here in Massachusetts. And we did public education workshops where we, you know, educate people about the financial issues, the legal issues, and the emotional issues of divorce. So I think that's part of the problem is just getting the word out there as to who are all these people and who can help you. You know, there are those that are certainly specialized to help and those that do help, but maybe are not as specialized as you might need.
Right. Yeah. So there are other financial experts, obviously. Typically, people think of financial advisors. And financial advisors is a very generic term that covers a whole bunch of different people, everything from potentially what we do to people who sell insurance and everything in between, right? So just because someone calls themselves a financial advisor does not necessarily make them expert in the area that you need, in this case, in the area of divorce.
Right, and I've also heard someone, you know, like I've heard stories where an attorney will say, well, I said to my client, I think you need a financial advisor. And the client's like, no, 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 I don't want a financial advisor. I already have somebody at Fidelity, or I already have a financial advisor. And the mistake is right there that the attorney should have said some, you know, something, somebody who had more of a divorce background than a financial advisor, because right then that person has shut down and said, no, I don't need a financial advisor.
Right. So other financial experts that exist out there would be CPAs. CPAs are a favorite of lawyers and attorneys because, so CPA is a certified public accountant, and they are the people that we go to for taxes a lot of the time, right? And that's really the issue, is because CPAs tend to be focused on taxes. And because of that, they tend to be focused on past history of a couple, right? And so CPAs provide a lot of great value, right? But it's a value that is potentially incomplete here.
Right. It's only one piece of the puzzle.
Only one piece of the puzzle, right? So other advisors, experts that exist out there would be certified financial planners, CFPs. And so I am one of them also. And we tend as CFPs to be focused on non-tax financial issues and goals for the future. Right. So a lot of the time, I think that is a part that is missing in the regular discussion that a divorced couple might have with their lawyer or attorney or mediator. Right. And you were mentioning about the CDFA, right? And so the CDFA, I think we look at the CDFA, I think, Diane, as sort of the intersection of where the CPA and the CFP live.
Yep.
Is there a way to portray it?
Yeah, well, I do like a circle. You know, here's your CFP, here's your CPA, and you're where they intersect. Can't really do it very well, but that's your CDFA.
Right. And so CDFAs have a financial and tax knowledge as it relates to divorce, and that's really important. So there are other experts out there that have experience and knowledge that is useful for a person divorcing. And we're not telling you not to use them, We're just saying that if you want to identify someone who actually has an experience, a CDFA might be a good shortcut.
Right. I mean, there are, and as you know, Chris, there's lots of other professionals too who get involved in the divorce process. Not necessarily going to help with financial planning, but we have people like real estate appraisers who will, help value the marital home or other investment properties that the couple owns, and also business valuators who, will come in and value a business that will need to be somehow split during the divorce in some way or other. So there's lots of other financial people, but they, what I think is that they handle just a very small segment of the divorce process, whereas a CDFA typically comes in from at the beginning, and then usually is there until the very end.
Right. So basically, we're saying, folks, you need a financial divorce specialist, and that's a CDFA. Think of it as similar to if you are going to go see a physician. Right? If you need an orthopedist, you're not going to see a dermatologist, right? And if your house needs some work, some plumbing work, you're not going to ask an electrician, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you need divorce financial help, ask a CDFA. Does that make sense to you?
Makes sense to me.
Okay.
So, Chris, how does one become a CDFA?
Right. So how does one become a CDFA? I think you're the expert on that question.
So, I can relay it in my own experience after my divorce. So I was married for 20 years and kind of got blindsided. And all of a sudden I was going through the divorce process, and I was a stay-at-home mom. I tell people that all the time because I think it's a big part of who I am. And I was actually a stay-at-home mom for 18 years. So after the divorce, I said, okay, what am I going to do now? I was always taking care of the finances in the house. I'm an organized person, so that wasn't a problem, but I wanted to make sure I knew how to take care of my own money. So I actually did start doing the fight and getting into the financial planning world, Chris, and I actually took the CFP course online at Boston University. And I loved it. I loved everything about it. And I was really learning, oh, this is how I'm going to take care of myself. You know, this is, I am, because this is what I needed. I didn't want to rely on somebody else to manage my money. I wanted to be able to take care of it for myself. So, you know, fast forward, I got into the financial planning. I actually never took the test because after going through the divorce, I was too, to have to think about taking a 2-day exam was just too much for me. So I did not take the CFP exam. But what I did eventually get into was the Certified Divorce Financial Analyst Program. And that is where that's what I really wanted to do. And Chris, that's actually how I met you, right? Back in 2012. You know, I was getting out there in the divorce world, and Chris and I met. And, as I think shortly after you met Chris, I got my certification. And so I had to take a course, just like one does for the CFP and for other courses. I did it online. I had to take, several go and take all those exams. And it was very nerve-wracking, but I loved it and I passed. And the rest is history.
And the rest is history, right? So I think it's worth mentioning, it's worth maybe answering the question about how to find a good CDFA. Right, is there are a fair number of people there that have this CDFA designation. Potentially, a way to start would be to go to the website of the IDFA, the Institute of Divorce Financial Analysts, and that's institutedfa.com. They have a directory of people who currently have that CDFA designation. But I don't think that's enough, right?
Right.
What we typically suggest to people is that they need to find a CDFA who is independent, and that means that they don't work for one of the large financial firms. And the reason for that is that so they won't have a conflict of interest in helping you with your issues. We want someone, you would want someone who is a fiduciary, And that means that it would work exclusively in your best interest. You would want someone who is an expert in divorce, right? And so then how do we find someone who's an expert in divorce?
Well, you have to just, you have to talk to them. You have to, you know, look at their website, look at all their, what they do, read their blogs to know whether or not, you know, they're an expert. Why am I an expert? I'm an expert because I've been doing this for close to 12 years. I have done over 200 divorce cases, so I have quite an experience of range of issues that have come up. But I'm also very passionate about it because this is what I do. This is my full-time work, as opposed to somebody who may just do a few divorce cases here and there. That's all I do is divorce. And Chris, I know you do a lot of divorce cases too, even though you are also a CFP. You know, finding an actual expert, it's hard. You know, you have to, I think a lot of times you have to have, when you talk to somebody, you have to have some trust in them. You have, there has to be a bond. And if you don't feel that with someone, then I would suggest moving on to the next person, because you would want somebody who's really going to pay attention to what you're asking, take the time to educate you, and, you know, have your best interest at heart. And I think that's, you know, what an expert should be.
Sure. So I think that's an important point that you brought about there, is that the issue of experience. And one of the ways to check on a person's experience before you actually go speak with them is to check their divorce, their divorce, check their website, see if it even mentions divorce, right? And so you would want to figure out also if they are, like Diane was saying, working on many divorces, right? Or if it's just a sideline. Right. And are they involved in other divorce organizations, like maybe with collaborative law, with mediation, with others? Right. And I think most importantly is, are they charging separately for your divorce work, for the divorce work that they do for you?
Yep.
Right. So, so I think that's coming to the end of what we had planned for today. I think, received one question through email here.
I have one too, but why don't you go ahead with yours?
The question that I've received there is, when is the best time to work with a financial expert?
Yeah.
Diane?
Okay. So, well, I always say from the very beginning, because again, going back to that question in the very beginning that Chris mentioned, where are you today? When you start working with a CDFA from the very beginning, you can rest assured that we're going to gather all the information that is necessary. We're going to make sure that nothing gets left out. And the thing is, we're going to start working on the issues that need the time to be resolved. For example, the marital home. And that can sometimes take a long time to know whether or not you're going to stay there or whether you're going to have to refinance. You know, will you be able to get a mortgage? We need time to work on those issues. And so when you bring a CDFA in on the in at the end of the process, sometimes it's too late because things have been missed. You can't go back and get the information now. So I think it's really, really important. Sometimes a lot of my clients come to me before they even go to see an attorney because they really want to understand the financial issues that lie ahead of them.
Right. I think one of the reasons to do it early rather than late also is that when you have your financial issues laid out in a way that is understandable, when you understand the directions that you need to go and what is possible, it becomes very clarifying. And, mm-hmm. and it may, in fact, help you save money because, as everyone knows, divorce is very, very expensive. And so it's in your interest to go through the divorce as fast and as is reasonably possible, with as little of an expense as is possible, while at the same time protecting your interest.
Right, and being informed, that's the most important thing. Chris, I have one here. This person writes in, says, my attorney says I don't need to work with a financial expert. How would you handle that?
Well, I think that's a very common a statement from attorneys. Attorneys prefer to keep control of the process. And so they will often tell you that you don't need to have a financial expert. And by the way, there are many attorneys that are very good at the financial aspects of divorce. But again, they only bring you to the point where you're divorcing. They can't really help you in understanding the consequences of the settlement that they propose to you, right, on you for the next 10 or 15 or longer years, right? So I think there are two points, right? Is that some of them are experts, or experts are good at financial issues, and many of them are not that good at financial issues. And the second point is that for the consequences beyond the divorce, they're not really equipped to do that because honestly, that's not something that you learn in law school.
Yeah. And another thing that I would also mention is that this is your process. So when you're going through a divorce, if you want to work with a financial expert, you're allowed to work with someone. So if you really feel that you need that extra help, no matter what your attorney says, it's your process. You're allowed to go out and seek that help when you need it. And hopefully the attorney will understand that. And because it'll make a better case, it'll actually make it a much easier case to go through and get something that's fair and equitable and that works for you when you understand that what your decisions are and what the implications are that you're agreeing to.
Okay. Well, very cool, Diane. I think that's all we have for today, and at least all we can address today. And so I need to remind everyone that everyone's circumstances is different and that a podcast does not replace a consultation with a professional. If you're seriously considering divorce, you should get the consultation with a professional.
So next, like we mentioned in the beginning, please, if you enjoyed this one, please come back Friday, September 11th at 11 o'clock for our next Divorce Friday. I'm calling it TGIF Friday. So our
TGIF.
TGIDF. Thank goodness it's Divorce Friday. And
There
we
you
will
go.
cover next time how to deal with the marital home because there's a lot of issues that we need to discuss about that, Chris.
Yes, the marital home is one of the big issues in divorce. So this has been our first episode of our live Divorce Friday podcast, the podcast that answers financial questions about divorce. Thank you all for coming. We hope to see you all next time with Divorce Friday Conversations with Diane Pappas and Chris Chen. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the